The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. On Smile. Smile 90.4 FM.
So I've got a 7 and 8 year old, as you know.
Yes.
And they are probably the most comprehensively adapted 7 and 8 year olds in terms of 80s music.
Mm.
Their extensive knowledge of my back catalogue of music from the 80s makes it relevant now. And I think after even chatting to numerous times to Annie McCluskey and many of the artists that have visited the city, there's a rebirth again in terms of a new generation that are loving and appreciating that trip down memory lane. For us, definitely. For them, it's a brand new trip. It's a new experience for them. And it's quite amazing through their eyes to kind of realize and ears what they are observing and what they're taking in when they're listening to the music. I, for one, remember listening to this band for the first time and thinking, wow, what country are they from? Because at that stage, there wasn't much South African music in the mid-80s that was really big and really big sounding, you know, that had this slightly African feel, but was not from Europe. I mean, Toto, I thought, were from South Africa or from Africa because they had a song called Africa. Little did I realize that they weren't from Africa. In actual fact, the band that I thought were from overseas were from Africa. It's a complex equation, but one that left me really wanting, in all 30 years of doing radio in South Africa, to chat to this band, because I, as many of you listening to the show, I'm a massive fan. Ladies and gents, tonight, they shouldn't be the support act, they should be the main act, because I'd go for them alone. Mm. Evoid in studio!
Yay. Yes, please.
Wow, Ryan, what an introduction.
Eric and Lucien, finally in my career, I was telling the team, I can tick this off, the list, because every time I seem to just miss the opportunity to chat to you when you've been back home for whatever performance, you've been here and I've been like, life
missed
gone.
It. Yeah.
Today and here we are. It's that crossroads in my career. And both of you, obviously, living in the UK, where they'd call you, I would guess, windrich, correct? Because they can't say the proper Dutch way to go windrich. Hey.
Yes, but no one's ever called us windrich.
No, yeah.
Except when you go to Holland.
Yeah, maybe.
Incredible to have you both back in South Africa, and I was, you know, reflecting on a career that's just been, I mean, it's been amazing. It's you've hit every single generation with your music and with your influence, and I think that that influence is largely greater than the storytelling through your music as well. I think culturally, it's been a phenomenal experience listening to the band.
Well, I mean, that blows us away, because that's nothing that we would have been able to design. Mm. You kind of just go with your heart.
Yeah.
And we've always done that right from when we were young.
Spot on.
Absolutely. And we're brave, and you're right. We couldn't have known that this would be the outcome.
Sure. Yeah.
But you just do it, you know? Mm. And which is why we really appreciate it when people do respond the way they do, and we understand what it means, because it meant that much to us. Mm. So it's a lovely to and fro and interaction.
Looking at those years on the charts when you were big, and looking at the styles and what you were doing with everything, you weren't just making music. As I said, you were storytelling. You were being able to do what many artists couldn't do, because you know, record companies were going, that doesn't sell. You know, we're not going to sell records if you're going to dress like you're dressing and do what you're doing.
Yeah, it was a very deliberate shift. To focus on being local, to drawing on local stuff.
Yes.
Now, that might sound a bit like trite, but the thing is, we didn't want to be like everybody, like Jaluka were around, and they were doing well.
Yeah.
And there was also, later, there were people like David Kramer. So there was all these people who were coming up with new ways of tackling local South African music.
Yeah.
But we wanted it to be trendy.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Cool.
We wanted it to be, something else again, you know. Yeah. And so we mixed a lot of stuff, a lot of genres,
yes.
A lot of African guitar,
yeah.
A lot of beadwork and stuff, makeup, you know. Mm. We just went for it.
Yeah. I look back at then, I look to where you are now, and the one thing that's remained the same, even though the outfits might have changed and we've all got a little grayer, is that the music still is as relevant now. Now, as it was then. And that again is something that's just so, I mean, to know that, imagine we had to go back now at 85 and I say, hey guys, guys, guess what? It's 2024. I've come back from there to tell you that your music in 2024 is as relevant to not only South Africa, but to the world as it is right now.
That is fascinating, yeah. Ryan. I mean, you, like Eric said earlier, you can't really contrive that. You are of your time and you, I don't know, it just happens.
Mm. I mean, it's also true. Africa is a huge resource of music and creativity, always has been. Mm. And we just, when we were here, living here, having been brought up, we weren't born here, but once you absorb that, I mean, you just can't deny it.
It's in your blood.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think every music generation, every genre would probably take a look at Africa and say, you know what, this is the root of music.
Absolutely.
And it really is. I mean, if you look and you dig deep, we've been blessed.
We have.
Now, how could we not be?
Exactly.
And every culture embraces that. I mean, you look at, for example, and it's weird that you say that because I remember seeing clips of you playing a lot of reggae music, and I thought reggae, it's just that, you know, it's soul music. It speaks to you. It talks about a culture. It talks about a people. It talks about, but in it and through struggles and through diversity, there's this happiness that you find, and this kind of a, you know, eclectic mix of what it means to the people, to people globally, reggae music. Yeah. I mean, people have never been to Jamaica, but they can tell you through music what it feels like to be there, right? And I guess it's the same with the balance and mix that you brought to music in South Africa then. It gave the world not only a good taste, but in a way that made sense, whether you came from Africa or not, to what it meant for this melting pot of culture to be together.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what always blew us away when we were doing the circus and we were building the band is that people who used to work behind the bar or in the kitchen would be jiving and bopping. We always have a memory of that.
Yeah.
And that has never changed. Yeah. They always come out of the kitchen and go, oh, man, this is so cool.
And then, yeah.
Then you know you're onto something.
Man, you're onto something. Love that.
You are both obviously based in the UK, where you do other things. I mean, music still will always be a part of your DNA and what makes you, you know, you. But the nice thing about the UK is that there are many opportunities for artists to grow. And in South Africa, when you come back here and you kind of have a look at how things have changed. And I'll recall you saying that at a time in an interview when you did pop back many moons ago, that you'd like to see more shift taking place in South Africa for the diversity of people to be able to tell their stories through music. Is it happening? Are you seeing that in South Africa? The more you come out and the more you spend time
absolutely.
Here, that it's coming through and are you feeling it?
This is sea change. This is almost another world. You know, this is what we dreamed. This is what we worked for. This is what we sacrificed. People have lost family members. This is what South Africa always was and should have been. Absolutely. Whatever happened through apartheid was a complete, what do we call it?
Anachronism.
Anachronism, thank you. Absolutely.
That is so nice to hear, because in a recent, like I said, I was looking at old archived footage where you come back to South Africa and you say, I wish for South Africa, my wish was that we change, that we realize the potential we have.
Absolutely.
And that was an interview almost 30 years ago.
Sure.
To come full circle and come back now for an interview where you're going, we're back here. You've done it.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
You're doing it.
Yeah, man. Brings tears to my eyes.
Incredible. Like I said, this for me is a pinch me moment. Evoido in studio, ladies and gents.
Follow us on Instagram @ Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.